Joining us right now is Lori Ann Clark. She is running as a Democrat in 21A, just southeast of the metro area. She's kind enough to join us as Democrat of the Day. Lori Ann, thank you much for the time. I do appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Matt, for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it is very nice to have you here because we've done a lot of outstate candidates in the Southwest. We've done a few up in the North, but I don't know if we've gone to the southeastern part of the state yet, so I'm excited about this. Let's hear about who exactly is Lori Ann Clark.
Well, so I am a small business owner here in Cannon Falls. For the last 20 years, I've been an owner of an electronics manufacturing company in Cannon Falls, and like I tell people when I'm out door knocking, you know, normally I'm busy running my business. But after the 2016 election, it was pretty clear that I'm not happy with the direction this country is going in, and that it was time to step up and be a little more vocal and a little more involved in doing something to change that. And I got involved with Indivisible Cannon Falls, so shout out to my great group down here that's been very active supporting myself and the other candidates down in this area. And we are actually stepping up to do something about it. And, you know, I ran for office because Indivisible Cannon Falls asked me to run, not because the DFL party asked me to run. But the exciting thing for me is that we are the party. When you look at everything that's going on right now, as you said, the insanity that's happening, we are the party that is putting the country over partisan politics. And, you know, Matt, my colors are purple. My campaign colors are purple. And I tell people my colors are purple for a reason. It's not supposed to be about left or right. It's not supposed to be about red or blue. It's about doing the things that are the best for Minnesotans and work. And that's not happening right now. And so we need a whole new crop of legislators to get up in St. Paul and make that happen.
Well, and I also would make an argument, too, the DFL, because of this concerted campaign by the Republicans to convince rural parts of this country that it's them versus us, and they have been very successful with that. It is the Democratic Farm Labor Party, the agricultural and stuff. I mean, it's a shame that I think a lot of ag sectors have had to realize that Trump basically sabotaging their soybean and pork production and this completely and totally unnecessary trade war is proof positive that the Republicans generally don't have their best interest in mind. But the reality is the better party for outstate Minnesota is the DFL. And it has basically always been that way. It's just basically there's been this concerted campaign to say, oh, metro area. And the reality is I've talked to numerous candidates in outstate Minnesota. They're proud Democrats. They're proud DFLers. And the reality is exactly what you said. And I'm looking up in your Twitter feed right now as you go after the retweet that you put out there of CD2 Action, where you talk about, you know, this is not what people signed up for with Trump and the Republicans, to have a president kneel down to a foreign dictator, for goodness sakes. I mean, this is getting out of control, and we need to have a new direction.
Absolutely. And I'll take it from another perspective too, Matt. I'm a small business owner. And I will tell you, as a small business owner, I can give you so many reasons that you should be a Democrat. And if farmers are small business owners, you know, small business owners, farmers, educators, unions, we all are Democrats because we want a public education system that supports our communities, our students, but also our small businesses. You know, I was at an event last November where Minnesota Deed talked about the fact that our workplace shortage is going to go on for the next 15 years. And we know that. We all see the help wanted ads all over the place, don't we? Well, guess what? That's going to happen for the next 15 years. If you're a small business owner, you should be 100% for public education. And why? Because they are going to educate your workforce of tomorrow. And that's an investment dollar that you don't have to spend. You know, when it comes to early education, investing in early childhood education, for every dollar we invest, we see returns that can be as high as $4 to $16. That's a 1,600% return on investment. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe I'm a bit of a nerd. I'm a CFO of my business. I love these types of numbers, okay? We should be all over these types of numbers, and so should the farmers.
Well, and they do it. And when you talk about numbers, let's talk about margins. You talk about the farmers, their margins, what, $24,000, $25,000 a year? Small business owners, they're living at their office. They're doing a lot. lot of work there. You know, the thought of having to pay more for health care, not having, in the case of the farmers, not having markets for your crops. I mean, this is, there's not a lot of wiggle room for discrepancies that, such as, you know, sabotaging our international trade relations or basically saying, you know, hey, no health care anymore. You're on your own. Good luck. Either bankruptcy or death. On you.
Exactly. And from a small business perspective, again, I'd say, you know, we know large companies pay less than we do as businesses. They pay less as farmers and they pay less as individuals. When you're a farmer, when you're a small business owner, you should be all over single-payer health care because that takes health insurance off of your income statement. And why would you not want that? So, you know, there are so many things that I think when I'm out there having conversations with the farmers, with the small business owners, with people in rural communities, because public education and that dollar spent and locally, that dollar that stays local is so important for our rural economies. You know, I've been a Toastmaster for years, and I remember hearing a long time ago, every dollar that is spent locally cycles around 7 times before it kicks out of the community. And in our rural communities especially, that is so important. And who are the foundations of our rural communities? Two key groups, our public education, our teachers in our school systems, and our farmers. And so that's why they are so critical to our rural economies. And that's why, whether it's healthcare or public education, we need to keep those strong, support them at a state level. And that's how we keep our rural Minnesota strong. And that's how we welcome all of these individuals back into the DFL party.
Lorianne Clark running for DFL as 21A. Once again, just really quick, describe where you're Cannon Falls. Where's the district at for 21A?
Yep, I am Cannon Falls over to Red Wing, Lake City, Goodhue, down to the city of Wabasha. So northern Goodhue and Wabasha County.
You are, your bio on Twitter, you're a farmer's daughter. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Bird Island, Minnesota.
Okay.
Straight out. Yep.
And that's out west, right?
That's out in Renville County. Yeah. Straight out Highway 212.
How'd you end up? I will ask. That's an interesting. How'd you go from there over to Cannon Falls?
Actually, I went from Bird Island to Virginia State, Boston, to Twin Cities, and back down to Cannon Falls. And you know, we picked this community in part because it was a beautiful place for us to grow our business, and we stayed here because of the excellent workforce and community assets that are in this community and area. It's a great place to live and work, and all of Minnesota is. And there's just so much more that we can do to make it a better place. And I'm excited about winning in November to do just that.
And your background from what you just described, let's talk about another thing that outstate Democrats have been talking with me about, broadband. You've been in metro areas where you see, you know, having good broadband brings in business. And we've had the Republican Party of Minnesota now for 10 plus years promise outstate Minnesota broadband everywhere. They haven't been delivered. You know, when you're talking about, you know, Red Wing, Cannon Falls, you're talking about the communities that are down there. Having effective broadband, having just, you know, this is a basic necessity. This is a utility basically at this point. The fact that we can't, this would be like not having good water or good electricity in a business. Talk about that. And that's a promise that the DFL is willing to follow through on and get broadband into outstate Minnesota.
Oh, absolutely, because right now we are like second-class citizens in the high-tech world. You know, I own a high-tech manufacturing business. We do digital signal processing, so we do high-end audio products. And I'm out here in the country. I'm working with customers all over the world. I'm trying to upload 100-megabyte files, and I've got slow Internet access. And so for the chair of that committee, Pat Garofalo, to sit there and say that satellite is acceptable, or that he's excited that $0 this year went to broadband in greater Minnesota, is simply unacceptable. Our businesses need broadband, our communities, our families, our students, our farmers, and we're not getting it. And shame on the GOP for saying, oh, I don't want to give a win to Dayton, and I'm willing to let all of Minnesota suffer instead of giving us the broadband that we need to compete in America. You know, I heard another stat, Matt. For every 6 months, that if a business goes without an employee, they lose $14,000 in profit. And I think the GOP has it all wrong. It's not about taxes. When you talk to business owners today, they don't care about taxes. It's about finding workers. And we're out here in greater Minnesota. We don't have broadband. We don't have the child care and the housing that they need. How are we going to compete in today's economy when we don't deliver the housing, the child care, the broadband in order for these rural communities to compete? And that is what the GOP, the Republicans, are willing to do. They're willing to let us suffer just for a partisan win. And that's what I say is not okay. It is unacceptable. And that's why we need new leaders in St. Paul.
Lorianne Clark, 21A. This is a close one, people. And this is where I get, Lorianne, where I say, you know, help your local Democrat. If you're in the metro area, help your local Democrat. But if you're in a relatively safe district, take some time. Beautiful 21A is just down to our southeast. It is not a far drive. It is very manageable. You can get down there for a weekend. Help out. I mean, I imagine you're looking at door knocking, parades, all that sort of. You need volunteers on the ground, correct?
Absolutely. You know, we're opening up an office in Red Wing. In fact, the internet access is getting in today. I've got door knocking going on this week, and I've got the Wabasha State Fair and Wabasha Parades coming up on the 21st and the 28th of the month. And so there are lots of opportunities to come on down and help us out.
Well, you heard me talking about the Raspberry Festival, and I'm here at Hopkins. What's coming up on the 21st? What do you have going on down there?
In the 21st, we have the Wabasha County Fair.
Okay.
And I'll be down there for a day. And I will also be door knocking down in Wabasha on the 21st. And I've got door knocking going on. I typically am out there Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Saturdays. And I was actually out training. A shout out to Jesse and Kate, who went door knocking training with me today at lunchtime to get yet another pair out there in door knocking. So there are lots of opportunities to help us out.
And it would be great. And when we talk about going on out there, because this is a big deal for me, getting volunteers out to help you. You know, if you're going to be going out to the Wabasha County Fair and you're going to be Wabasha on the 21st, you know, we could, you know, if we could get enough volunteers down there, you know, seasoned door knockers that are willing to go down there and canvass the entire town, you know, think about the impact. I mean, that is a huge deal. But as well, not only that, but there's other opportunities to volunteer and donations. Obviously, you can go to Lorianne Clark, 21A online. That's clarkforhouse.com, C-L-A-R-K, for F-O-R, house.com, C-L-A-R-K-F-O-R-H-O-U-S-E.com. You can donate and volunteer there, and I imagine you'll have a list of upcoming opportunities and places you're going to be at, so if people want to do come down and help out, they can find out that information, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Lorianne Clark. Lorianne, I'll link to all this a little bit later on online. All my best down there. 21A is DFL territory. The Minnesota DFL can win that seat. I think you're a great candidate, and all my best.
Thank you so much for your time, Matt.
My pleasure. Democrat of the day, Lorianne Clark, 21A.